Philadelphia's high number of homicides is renewing an old debate. People are wondering if stop and frisk policies should be re-implemented. To see how people really feel about this topic, POC went out into the streets of Philadelphia and has this report. It's time for Mad or Nah.
Sparked talk of the return of a controversial practice known as stop and frisk. City Council members say we need better communication between the leadership in this city and a focus on 57 troubled blocks.
With the increased violence in Philadelphia, people are wondering if stop and frisk policies should be re-implemented.
Big man, little man.
It makes me real mad.
I'm going to say or not.
I'm pissed to the max.
Yeah, it makes me very angry.
Yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl, POC, and I'm back for another edition of Mad or Nah. Stop and frisk in Philadelphia was so problematic that in 2010, the city was sued in federal court and later entered into a consent decree with ACLU of Pennsylvania. Over time, that agreement has seen the number of illegal stops significantly decline, but racial disparities persist. Black people make up roughly 70% of illegal stops, despite only accounting for 44% of the city's population. As the city continues to deal with a frightful gun violence crisis, some city officials float around the idea of revisiting the controversial police tactic. So I hit the streets to ask residents, does the idea of revamping up stop and frisks make them mad or not? Keep your radios locked.
Yes, I'm not exactly a fan of it. I don't know what the specific ins and outs are of, like, the law, like, exactly what is allowed while they're doing stop and frisk versus what is currently allowed. But I don't think it's okay, and I think it's very, it's very biased against black people and people of color, and that's not okay. But I think sitting down, like, maybe having more community forums where local police actually sit down and listen and have, like, regular discourse with people on what the community thinks that they need to help, because it might be different in certain neighborhoods.
Can you don't mind me just asking, what part of the city do you represent?
I'm in University City, right near Clark Park.
I think they should seriously consider the negative consequences that could spill out from it. I would recommend not doing it. I understand we do have a serious gun problem, but it gives road cops too much opportunity to take advantage of that ability to just stop any black man you see and frisk him arbitrarily.
You don't mind me asking, what part of the city do you represent?
West Philly.
Yes, I think that law shouldn't be reversed at all. That's going to bring up a lot of bad energy within the city. A lot of bad missteps are going to happen in the next upcoming future. Mark my words.
If you don't mind me just ask, what part of the city are you from?
Southwest.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no way to do it where it's unbiased. Like, I think you could say theoretically, oh, you could do it and you're just trying to better the community. But every time you implement it, it becomes inherently biased. It means to just be racist, essentially, for cops to just, it gives them a reason to go around and be racist.
I appreciate that. If you don't mind just sharing, what part of the city do you represent?
I live in Rittenhouse right now. I moved here about a year ago.
No. I think they should search guys who may have a gun. I think that's the proper way to do things. They look like they're hanging on the corner and suspicious. Stop them. I don't say stop everybody just walking down the street, but if they look suspicious, stop them.
What part of the city do you represent?
Nice town.
So it kind of makes me mad if it's designed with racist intent. This dude just ran across the street. We saw him with a rifle. That's enough to go on, you know, like, actual suspicion, not just, oh, this person's black, like it's always been used for, or Hispanic. But if it was, like, actually where it was, like, no, we got a suspicious tip from people about that group of people there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can't just be, like, I'm going to go stop this dude because, personally, as me as a cop, it's suspicious. But if it was, like, the public is suspicious at that point, like, they're filling their oath to, like, keep the public safe and if people call with concern.
Thank you. And if you don't mind me just ask, what part of the city do you represent?
I'm Center City.
It's better to be safe. And if you feel as though someone's going to endanger someone else or yourself, it's better to know. But you have to do it properly. You can't rough people up. It's a way of doing it. You do it properly, it's okay. And you don't, I don't like it.
If you don't mind me just asking, what part of the city do you represent?
Well, I'm in Nicetown, Broad and Erie. It's not nice anymore, unfortunately.
I guess a little bit, because it feels like they're trying to infringe on a Fourth Amendment right, the freedom against unreasonable search and seizure, since they need probable cause.
Tune in 90.9 FM. Are you mad or nah? Follow Revive Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC.